It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a midweek Wednesday, and it's brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, let's talk about some originality. And that would be fresh off the passing of Ozzy Osbourne. Are we really going to dive into the flashback for Ozzy today? Yes, we
are. Heck yeah, we are.
Ozzy Osbourne gone at the age of 76 over his nearly six-decade career. Obviously, as we were talking about, performed in Texas numerous times. There was a large gap after the Alamo incident. And when it came to the Westoplex, Fort Worth got him a couple of times. Of course, Black Sabbath, that was all during the late 60s and 70s. Fired from the group and then went solo. And he had, that's how I got to know Ozzy. And it looked like he was wearing like a Kathy Lee Gifford pantsuit for a very long time in the middle 80s. There was the weird frosted hair.
Some bold choices, yeah.
It was interesting.
I do remember that.
It's like it was Cagney and Lacey in there.
Or kind of in the 90s, he had that, it was almost like something a priest would wear.
There's robe. Like his Black Sabbath bandmate said, there'll never be another Ozzy or even remotely like him. So he played in Fort Worth two times. This second concert was in 1986. That was in May, Tarrant County Convention Center, now Fort Worth Convention Center. And in the weeks leading up to the concert, well, that would be the weeks that were after the Alamo incident. So it had a lot of buzz. Sold out, 18,000. More people actually were in an uproar about what Ted Nugent was doing on stage as the opener than actually Ozzy, who performed 80 minutes, had a good night. Oh, by the way, the young openers for that one, some band named Metallica.
Oh!
But the first time was in 1981, and that was at Will Rogers Auditorium. Can you imagine seeing Ozzy at Will Rogers Auditorium? June 5th. 1981, the Blizzard of Oz tour. 11 songs from that night. It went without incident. About 2,500 people attended Ozzy Osbourne's first show. And it was at Motorhead, by the way, opened up for them.
Let me!
Going on just up the street that same night, Tale of Two Worlds at Billy Bob's, Texas. This is how it was listed in the events clipping from the Star-Telegram that night in 1981. At Billy Bob's was the great John Conley, good friend of the show, who was performing his number two hit that just had hit number two. On the other side of the spectrum, we go from Ozzy to Miss Emily. How about that?
I wake up in the morning in a state of fright.